Module 5. Look for the road signs of faith. Session 3. Learn to read the signs like an expert traveler. Objective. Discover how to teach your child catechumens and their families how they can read the signs on the road. Having named the road signs that the children will encounter throughout their journey, it's important that we enable them to read the signs. Likewise, it's important that they be able to understand the meaning of the signs they read. Liturgical Catechus. Liturgical Catechus enables children to read and understand the liturgical signs along the way. Liturgical Catechus is employed throughout the entire journey of initiation. Here is a brief 3-step description of the method you can use to help your candidates recognize the holiness in the signs they meet. The 3 steps of Liturgical Catechus help you read the signs. Prepare for the rite, celebrate the rite, reflect back on the rite. Or mystagogical reflection. Boxed inset. Fun fact. This same 3-step process can be used when preparing for other liturgies, like First Communion or Confirmation. Reflect upon the liturgical symbols of Eucharist and Confirmation as part of preparation for the sacraments. Step 1. Prepare for the rite. In order for the children to be able to read a sign, they have to know the language. Thus, part of preparation for a liturgical rite is to teach children the ritual language of the church. In other words, we need to help them tune in to the meaning of a ritual sign. We help them to interpret the symbolism of the sign. Let's take the cross as an example. It's one of the first ritual signs the children will encounter. For us, we quickly associate the cross with Jesus. But remember that many of these children do not really know Jesus, and they certainly don't grasp the depth of the meaning of the cross. Thus, to prepare for the rite of acceptance, we need to help children become familiar with the symbol of the cross. We do this in a long view, remote sort of way, and we do a more immediate reflection on the cross. We'll look at both remote preparation for a rite and immediate preparation for a rite. Remote preparation for the rite. You can't teach the full meaning of the cross in a lesson or two. It follows then that you need to spend an extended period of time teaching about the cross. What this really means is that you need to teach the children about Jesus. For in order to understand the power of the cross, the children need to understand Jesus. Indeed, in Children's RCAA, we spend the entire first period of the pre-catechumenate getting to know Jesus. Once the children get to know Jesus, then we introduce the cross and ultimately the story of resurrection, forgiveness of sin, and our salvation. Now the symbol of the cross has more meaning. Immediate preparation for the rite. Then, when we get closer to celebrating the rite of acceptance, we prepare more specifically with the symbol of the cross. We talk about what it means for a 9-year-old girl to accept a cross. It might mean that you need to sit by the girl on the bus who smells bad and whom nobody wants to sit with. We lead the children to see that if they want to follow Jesus as disciples, then that means embracing Jesus' cross too, whether you are 7 or 17 or 70. Step 2. Celebrate the rite. The second step in liturgical catechus is the actual celebration of the rite itself. What's important here is that the rite is celebrated well. Preparation is the key, and as the catechist, do all you can to be sure that everyone is prepared. Liturgist, presider, musician, catechumenate, families, sponsors, and the assembly. Even though we may not be responsible for the actual choreography and execution of the rite, it helps if we are comfortable with it. That helps kids, parents, companions, and sponsors relax and enter fully into the experience. Step 3. Reflect back on the rite. After the celebration of the rite, gather with the child catechumens, their parents, companions, and sponsors, and reflect upon the celebration of the rite. The process of reflecting back is called mystagogy. That just means reflecting on the mystery of faith that we just celebrated. The purpose of this step is to read the sign, that is, to better understand the meaning of the ritual and what it teaches us about God, Christ, Spirit, and the Church. Follow these steps for an effective mystagogical reflection on the rite. Begin with a guided recollection of the celebration. Call to mind some of the main elements of the rite. ask their participants to share their response to the following. What stands out for you from the rite? What do you most remember? Allow time for all to share. Then, ask deeper questions. What did, whatever they named above, mean to you? For example, what did it mean to you that your dad signed your ears with the cross? What did it tell you about God, Christ, the church? Lastly, wrap up by asking for a response. So what? How does this call you to act differently? What will you do? We'll go into more detail on mystagogical reflection in Module 10. You can also read this article for a little more background on mystagogical reflection at teamrcaa.com. And when you are ready, please go to Exercise 3.